This is Nurse Guzer News for the week of December 10th, 2018, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker. Today's guest is Brian Friesen. Brian is an application performance specialist in the application performance group at NERSC, and he's been on the show before. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rebecca.
So, Brian, today's topic is postdoctoral fellowships available at NERSC. So let's first set the scene and talk about the new machine that's coming in 2020.
Sure. The new system that NERSC will be deploying in 2020 is called Perlmutter. We announced this system about a month ago. This is the first production system at NERSC which will have a significant GPU partition, since it is becoming clear that GPUs are playing a significant role in the road to exascale class supercomputing. So we're very excited about Perlmutter. It's been optimized and designed specifically and very carefully for the NERSC workload. So we think that NERSC users will enjoy a lot of success and productivity on this system.
So related to the impending arrival of Perlmutter, we have some new postdoc positions. Is that correct?
That's right. The postdocs are a part of the NESAP program, the NERSC Exascale Science Application Program. This is a program that we actually started before our Cori supercomputer arrived. So the NESAP program started in around 2014, about 2 years before the Knight's Landing partition of the Cori system was deployed. And the reason for starting the NESAP program was we recognize that Knight's Landing, and also this time around with GPUs, these are architectures which some of our users may not have much experience writing scientific codes for. And we wanted to enable as many of our users as possible to have codes that are ready to run on these architectures when the systems arrive. So part of the NESAP program involves a significant number of postdoctoral fellows who engage very closely with scientific application teams to prepare their codes for this next generation of system. So we had about 8 postdocs for NESAP for Cori, preparing codes for Knight's Landing. And this time we actually have a larger number of postdoctoral fellowship openings. I think there are about 17, which will be available for preparing codes for the Perlmutter system.
Oh, okay. So then there's also a special named postdoctoral position, is that right?
That's right. So that prize fellowship is the Grace Hopper postdoctoral fellowship. This one is slightly different from the NESAP postdoctoral fellowships in that it's a bit more self-guided. So the Grace Hopper fellow will actually bring their own application to work on rather than coming to NERSC and finding a collaboration with an existing application that we've already selected. So part of the process of applying for the Grace Hopper Fellowship is proposing your own research with your own application.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds really cool. So what kind of applications are being targeted in the NESAP program?
The NESAP program for Perlmutter is a three-headed hydra in that we are focusing on three classes of scientific applications which comprise our workload. These are simulation. That one's probably the most obvious. Users have been doing simulations on NERSC systems for many years. But some of the more recent and emerging application areas are data, so data science, data analytics, and so on, and also machine learning. This one is probably the newest and the fastest growing component of the workload, and it's used to augment other types of workflows that occur on NERSC systems. For example, they can augment the results of simulations or other data science applications. So those three components form the NESAP Hydra.
Okay. And so then we're looking for postdocs who would be able to contribute in all three of those areas.
That's right.
Okay. Very cool. So We now have had, since 2014, I guess we've had 4 years of postdocs in the NESAP program. So what happens with postdocs in this program? What do they go on to do?
Our postdocs have graduated and gone on to do a variety of things. However, all of our postdocs who have come and gone from NERSC through the NESAP program have stayed in the field of high-performance computing. And I wear that as a badge of honor because I personally think that says a lot about the quality and the success of the NESAP program. I think our postdocs are very well trained. They learn a lot while they're here. They're very productive. They form collaborations with lots of scientific application teams, and they've gone on to have successful careers as a result.
Well, one example of that is sitting right across the table from me here, you.
That's right. I was a NESAP postdoctoral fellow for NESAP for Corey and did that for about 2 years and then joined NERSC as a career staff.
Right. So the NESAP postdoctoral positions are open now. They're on our jobs website at jobs.lbl.gov, right?
That's right. And those openings will stay open for a while. And as I said, we have many openings, significantly more than we had for NESAP for Corey. So we encourage all students who are on the cusp of graduation who might be interested in this kind of work to apply for this position. I would like to point out also that many of our NESAP postdocs, current and past, actually came from a domain science, so they did not come from a purely computer science or HPC background. Some of them came from chemistry, some came from physics, some came from biology, and with those diverse backgrounds, they've still enjoyed as much success and productivity as postdocs as anyone else. So we really encourage people who are interested in this line of work to apply for this. I would also like to point out that the Grace Hopper Fellowship does close eventually. The closing date for that is January 10th of 2019. So please get those applications in soon because January 10th is coming.
Yeah, and we'll be here before you know it. So another deadline that's coming up very soon is the NESAP program for our scientific people.
That's right. So there are about 25 scientific applications that will select to be part of the NESAP program. Those application teams will enjoy a number of benefits being a part of NESAP, which include being paired with a NESAP postdoc and also getting early access to hardware. So they will be able to get onto Perlmutter or something that looks like Perlmutter before Perlmutter goes into production, so they can sort of kick the tires a little bit. They will also have firsthand access to vendor documentation, vendor training. So these vendors include Cray, NVIDIA, and AMD. And also, last but not least, NESAP teams will get significant allocations on the Perlmutter system.
Oh, okay, great. So I guess the moral of the story today is that you should definitely apply for all of these various things, right?
Depending That's right. Send your students our way.
Send your students our way. Apply for the NESAP program to help optimize your code. Yeah, students who are close to graduation should also apply. And we also have other jobs available too, but that's a different topic for a different day, probably.
That's right. There are a number of career positions open as well at NERSC.
Indeed. Any last thoughts?
Yeah, NERSC is excited to engage with its users and also with prospective postdoctoral fellows as part of the NESAP program.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Brian, for joining me today.
Thanks, Rebecca.